Now 10:32, we continue with the birthday boy. See Clyde Jones turning 88 today, and Vern, you and I talked about this here a couple of weeks ago about trying to make this a little birthday party for him because he's done so much for the community. And one organization, and Clyde, you talked about this earlier, was Shepherd's Crossing, and we have the director of Shepherd's Crossing joining us. Clue, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Clyde, my dear friend.
Well, thank you, Beth.
Well, as Clyde probably mentioned, 20 years ago in April, Shepherd's Crossing was born, and Clyde was founder of that. He was such a lead in developing Shepherd's Crossing and how it's grown throughout the years. And he still is very involved, and we lean on him for leadership, and mentorship, and advice and counsel. His expertise is just undeniable.
How is he to work
with? So he deserves an incredibly happy 98th birthday.
Beth, how is
Clyde
easy to work with? He is.
He's got a good sense of humor.
Brings a lot to the table.
He is. He's gracious and offers a lot of grace and allows me to ask a lot of questions. So always has a good answer.
And my advice is worth every penny you pay me for it.
Actually, it's worth Clyde, and you know it. So we so appreciate at Shepherd's Crossing, and I also just appreciate his friendship and his mentorship and leadership in the community. What he's contributed is just remarkable, and he's an inspiration for all of us to get to know him well.
Well, thank you, Beth. It's such a pleasure to work with you. You've just been a great leader, an organization that I cherish dearly.
Well, we cherish you and your involvement, not only Shepherd's Crossing, but within the entire community of Manhattan.
Thank you, Beth.
And the founding of Shepherd's Crossing, see, Clyde Jones, I know you think that that's probably one of the greatest things that you have done in your career. And, you know, the people that you have helped is just tremendous. We have a couple of phone calls here. Beth, thanks for joining us here this morning. And I know Clyde appreciates that. So let's go to the phones. And morning, you're on in. Brandon, who do we have?
We have Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Jason.
Clyde, how are you this morning?
Well, hi, Jason.
It's good to be with you today. I'm honored to get a chance to tell you happy birthday. I wish we were in person, but I appreciate Vern providing this opportunity for all of us to be able to tell you how much you mean to our organization. Of course, you're a legend at the Chamber as one of the few individuals who has served as chair, been named Volunteer of the Year, and been named Citizen of the Year. And, of course, as a few people have mentioned, in 2014, because of your services organization, the Chamber renamed its Volunteer of the Year Award in your behalf. So that's now the C. Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year Award. And I know you're there every year to help us present that. Hopefully we'll be able to continue that in the future. But on a personal note, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your kindness towards me when I moved here a couple years ago. And look forward to many other encounters and many other opportunities to tell you how much we appreciate you and how much this community, how fortunate this community is to have someone your character involved for such a long time. So thank you again. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. I really appreciate it. And I've got somebody here at my door with something that I need to take a short break.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Special delivery to the Jones residence on Rock Hill Road. What yet? You have to reveal now.
Well, I have some gifts coming in here, and I do not know to whom I owe. Think of me ask.
You owe me two.
He's getting a serenade.
Selena and the tar.
Oh, good heavens. My Belarusian daughter from 2001, and her mother lives in Minsk, Belarus has sent gifts of all kinds. So thank you so much for letting me take a break to receive this.
She's the runner that participates in the Sea Clyde run every year, so if I recall correctly.
Thank you so much for letting me take that break. Now I'm back to give you serious attention.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So does everybody else listening.
Let me, Dave, take a minute to thank Jason. I sorry that I got interrupted right at the time when he was speaking. I have just been so favorably impressed with the work Jason has done here. And I will tell you that when Lyle Butler retired, I said, wow, it's going to take a mighty good person to fill those shoes. And I want to tell Jason, I think he's filled them very, very well. Thank you, Jason.
Well, speaking of Jason's predecessor, Lyle Butler, we have Lyle Butler joining us here at the GMCF Community Hour. Good morning, Mr. Butler. Hello, Lyle. Are you there? It shows that you're here. Turn your mic on, Lyle. Do that. You sound better with your mic on. Tell you what. We'll work on that technical side of things. And we're going to, we have one more phone call, and then we'll take a break, and we got some other guests here. So, good morning. You're on the GMC Community Hour. It's the only time we ever take phone calls, Vern. And it's special when we have C. Clyde Jones celebrating birthday number 98 today. Who do we have?
This is Dan and Cheryl Young. Good morning.
Good morning, C. Clyde. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Dan and Cheryl, good to hear from you.
Yeah, we're going to miss being at your party this year. That's an annual event for us.
I'm sending you a hug through the phone.
All right.
Some great friends there. Dan and Cheryl, yeah, thanks for joining us. I can see Clyde smiling and appreciating your wishes today. We're going to take that break. It's the GMCF Community Hour here at News Radio KMAN. And more on this 21st day of December. It's not first day of winter, but there's a celestial aspect. The Great Conjunction is not just an 800-year-old thing, but it's also in recognition of C. Clyde Jones celebrating number 98. We'll be back. We got Lyle Butler lined up. We'll talk with him in just a little bit here on the GMCF. They are brought to you on News Radio KMAN.